KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
Hey, I'm Raul Campos from KCRW, and I'm here with Demian Bichir, and his family is basically acting royalty in Mexico, and he has impressed U.S. audiences with his role as Fidel Castro in Che, his Oscar-nominated performance in A Better Life, and his role on the Showtime series Weeds. So today we're here to talk about music that's inspired him over the years as part of KCRW's guest DJ project. Demian, how are you? ¿Cómo estás? Welcome.
It's an honor to be here. I've been a big fan for many, many years, so it's really cool to be able to talk to you.
We're here to talk about music and stuff that's inspired you over the years. Mm-hmm. So let's get into it. You are a big classical music fan.
I am. There are some really fantastic pieces of work that I grew up listening to. My father used to wake us up on Sundays with some of the greatest pieces, and of course, you know, the most famous ones and all that. Of course, the Fifth Symphony and the Ninth. But the Seventh, for some reason, he used to be really, really nice, a really mellow way of waking up on Saturdays.
So were the arts a big part of the entire household growing up?
Everything, yeah. My parents met each other studying theater in their hometown in Torreón, Coahuila, up north Mexico. When they arrived to Mexico, we would be in touch with all kinds of experiences regarding the arts in general. We would go to museums all the time and symphony orchestra shows, to some operas, and of course theater all the time. Films and everything you needed to know about acting and many other art subjects were right there at home. It was a language that we spoke 24/7. But it's in general the experience of knowing that all those instruments are real. There are no sintetizadores mm-hmm. involved or anything like that. And when you attend one of these concerts, it's really powerful.
Well, let's check it out. Beethoven's Seventh Symphony right here on KCRW.com. Our guest is Demian Bichir. Somebody that can really sing, Aretha Franklin.
Oh,
and talk to us about this song and why You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman is on your list.
It's. I remember this song being played many, many times with my mom. She used to have many different albums from Aretha's work. My mom, being a singer herself, she was a big fan of Aretha. We call her Aretha Franklin. And for some reason, I have this memory whenever I hear it. On the radio, I go back to those times when I was 3 or 4 years old. Mm. But basically what artists like Aretha provoke is it has the same effect that any piece of art has on any human being. Your life is not the same after you see a Van Gogh in front of you. Many things change. You are affected forever. When you are in touch with a beautiful piece of art, like a painting or an opera or like a play, like a nice, beautiful novel, a poem. And that's what happens with Aretha. It makes you feel that you belong to the same raza,
mm-hmm.
humana.
Yeah, the human race.
So you belong to that same thing. It's like watching the Olympics. You know that those people are the same as you, two eyes, two legs, two arms, and they do fantastic, amazing things with their body. Just the fact that we know we belong to the same race makes you very proud and happy.
Oh, baby, what you've done to me.
What you've done to me.
You make me feel so good inside.
Good inside.
And I just wanna be.
Wanna be.
Close to you, you make me feel so alive.
You make me feel.
That was the one and only Aretha Franklin, You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman. Our guest DJ is Demian Bichir, and we're going to flip it. We're going to go to an all-time classic coming out of Mexico. This is Pedro Infante.
We've had so many great singers throughout our history in Mexico, as you know. But from that particular time, Jorge Negrete and Pedro Infante and a little later on Javier Solís, those three guys were ruling the world. Mm-hmm. But Pedro Infante was not only making the best films ever and fantastic characters and being such a beautiful, wonderful actor, but he had this voice, without being the powerful voice of Jorge Negrete, who was trained as an opera singer and all that, Pedro Infante's voice was both warming and tender, and he had something that would move you very much. And then every time it was our birthdays, my brothers or mine, sometimes they would sing along with Pedro Infante, my mom and my father, maybe my brothers also, and we would do the same to them. And mm-hmm. then I learned to play guitar, so I would, sing the Mañanitas with my own guitar. And one day my father brought a trio, a real trio into my house. And I remember, I thought, wow, we bought a new stereo equipment. This sounds great. It sounds like real, man. I want to see that. And so I went almost, in my underwear to the living room. And there was the trio, a real trio. But before the trio came, Pedro Infante was always there.
It's such a great, gorgeous rendition of it. So let's check it out. Pedro Infante doing Las Mañanitas right here at KCRW.com.
Despierta, mi bien despierta, mira que ya amaneció. Ya los pajarillos cantan, la luna ya se metió.
Our guest DJ, Demian Pichir, we just heard Las Mañanitas, and now we're going to go into Radiohead.
I find this band so particularly fantastic because if you take a look at all the work, it's really, really powerful. You see, all these bands, they become the soundtrack of your life in many ways, because as soon as you hear one tune, you go back to that exact time where you listen
Absolutely.
To that tune for the first time. And Radiohead became a really important part of this, last 2 years of my life, because that's when I met my actual girlfriend, Stephanie, and we used to, bound with them playing in the background and spend hours talking about many, many things. And so it's emotionally really powerful. And this particular song, ¿Cómo desaparecer? How to disappear? Completely, that's a whole name, right? Mm-hmm. It's like an enchanting kind of mystical tune. It almost makes you, feel like you're under some kind of weird drug or anything. Not that I do drugs, but, it makes you feel really, really like floating almost. And I just love this thing about that me. That's not what it is. Not even me. I'm not even there.
I'm not here. I'm not
That was Radiohead doing How to Disappear Completely right here at KCRW.com. And you're going to have to school me a little bit on this. Francisco Barrios, help me out here.
El Mastuerzo.
Mastuerzo. Okay.
El Mastuerzo.
Prohibido.
Prohibido. Yeah, I love Francisco. He belongs to this vast variety of fantastic underground, quote-unquote, underground musicians from Mexico, songwriters, singers, that are, so far away from any record company or any of that world of craziness. Mm-hmm. I have a special connection with Francisco Barrios because I directed a play in Mexico a few years back, and there was this scene where the characters fall in love and actually make love on stage. Not for real, of course. I asked him, listen, you have this song called Prohibido. perfect to fall in love and perfect to understand many things in life. And it's perfect for everyone. It's perfect for anybody who feels an outcast. And it is a beautiful, beautiful song. Like I said, you know, I'll give it to you. It's yours. Do whatever you want with it, please. Wow. It'll be my honor. And it is a beautiful, beautiful tune. Prohibido de El Mastueso.
Let's get into this final track. It's called Prohibido. And once again, it's Francisco Barrios.
El Mastueso. Sí, sí.
What does it, El Mastueso, mean?
You see, the thing is that these guys, they call each other names. And yeah, we sometimes call El Chostomo El Mastueso. And it's a really long explanation that I don't think you want to go into that.
Well, we'll save that for part two then. But let's check out this final track. It's called Prohibido right here. Our guest DJ, Demian Bichir.
Y estoy aquí, oculto en el rincón de lo prohibido, pensando en ti, tratando de ser otro, pero el mismo.
Prohibido is the song by El Mastuerzo. Francisco Barrios. Our guest DJ has been Mr. Demian Bichir. Thank you so much for coming through. Really appreciate the time.
Man, thank you, Raul. When I first moved to Los Angeles and started listening to this station, I always thought the day they invited me over, then I'll be in. Really in.
For a complete track listing and to find these songs online, go to kcrw.com/guestdj.